It was the only time General Washington ever surrendered an army, and that just may have everything to do with July 4th being our Independence Day. It's a story of defeat and triumph on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
The year was 1754, and 22-year-old George Washington was learning his first lessons about leadership during the French and Indian War in today's southeastern Pennsylvania.
He is asked to build a road to eventually chase the French out of a site called Fort Duquesne. During that expedition, he gets word that there's a French patrol not too many miles from his campsite, and there on the 28th of May, he actually leads a little patrol himself and would attack the French with his Indian allies and defeat the French.
Brian Rudy is a ranger at Fort Necessity National Battlefield, and he says that skirmish with the French tipped off a larger force of French and Indians that Washington and the British were in the area. The battle that ensued lasted about 8 hours, with 600 French Marines and their 100 Indian allies gaining the upper hand. So the French commander asked if Washington desired to surrender.
His situation here is not very good. By 8 o'clock in the evening, he probably had about 30 men killed, 70 wounded. The trenches that he had dug had been filled with water. One officer said half his men were drunk, had broken into the rum supply. So he's looking for the opportunity to leave.
Although Washington would lose many more battles during his lifetime, it marked the only time he ever surrendered an army. Ironically, the date of surrender would someday take on even more meaning. It was July 4th.
So July 4th, he probably always thought, here we are becoming a country, and yet I was lucky to escape with my life on July 4th back in 1754.
And the lesson Washington learned on July 4th of 1754 may have been the reason July 4th, 1776 is such an important date to Americans today.
The one thing he learned from Fort Necessity was never to have himself totally surrounded, to find some way to escape.
Traveling the countryside at Fort Necessity National Battlefield near Farmington, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.